KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, March 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Take a look at the rest of the Class B Sonac 16 scheduled tonight. In Parkson and DeSmits at the Mitchell High School at 5:30. Ethan takes on Dewbrook at Parker High School. That's at 7 o'clock. Both of those games on Q1073. The 1-seed Lyman, they'll take on the 16-seed McIntosh tonight at Stanley County. The 3-seed Bennett County, they're your defending champs in Class B. They'll take on the 14-seed Ipswich. That's at Winter High School tonight. At the Huron Arena, number 9 Corsica Stickney faces the 8-seed Wabe Summit. And that's at 5:30 tonight here on Arena on Corn Country 92.1 here in Mitchell. Then the second half of that Huron Arena doubleheader, we'll see the 5-seed Coleman Egan take on number 12 Warner. In Spearfish tonight, the 6-seed Harding County faces the 11-seed Jones County, a couple of West River teams. And the second half of the Mitchell High School doubleheader tonight, we'll see the 7-seed Centerville take on the 10-seed Highmore Herald. In Class A girls tonight, the 1-seed is Hamlin. They'll head to Watertown to take on the 16-seed Sisseton. Number 2, Mapaya Luta faces the 15-seed McCook Central Montrose. That's a 6 o'clock start time at Todd County. And the number 3-seed Wagner, they take on the 14-seed Del Rapids. That's at Irene Wakanda tonight. Number 4, Sioux Valley faces the 13-seed St. Thomas More. That's in Chamberlain. Number 5, Lennox. And number 12, Miller. That's at Madison tonight. Also, the 6-seed Sioux Falls Christian, they take on the 11-seed Groton area, also at Madison High School. A couple good matchups here. 7-10 matchup, West Central takes on Mulbridge Pollock, that also in Chamberlain. And the 8-seed Rapid City Christian will face the 9-seed Lakota Tech, that's out in Wall here this evening. The New England Patriots have informed wide receiver Stephon Diggs that he'll be released when the new league year starts next week. Diggs posted a goodbye on social media, thanking the Patriots for the season. He led the team with 85 catches, just over 1,000 yards and 4 touchdowns in his only year with New England, helping the Patriots reach the Super Bowl. The Chiefs and Rams have agreed on a trade to send cornerback Trent McDuffie to Los Angeles in exchange for draft picks. Kansas City expected to get the 29th overall pick in this year's upcoming draft, along with a 5th and 6th rounder this year, and a 3rd rounder next year. McDuffie, only 25 years old, but headed into the final year of his contract. He was a first-round pick of Kansas City back in 2022 and was a first-team All-Pro in 2023. Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett, he likes to go fast. He's received his 9th speeding ticket since entering the NFL in 2017. Garrett was cited last month in Ohio for going 94 in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. Garrett's had previous citations, including going 100 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone last August, and also a 2022 crash that resulted in injuries. He faces a court date next Tuesday, but can avoid appearing by paying a fine. A brawl broke out yesterday during the women's Sun Belt basketball tournament game between South Alabama and Coastal Carolina, left 8 players ejected and the referee was injured. The fight started under the basket with less than 6 minutes to go between South Alabama's Cordasia Harris and Coastal Carolina's Tracy Houston. The referee was also knocked out to the ground and required medical attention. South Alabama won the game 80-70. More sports online, kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.